this is your Polycast for Friday, June 26th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, the Dayton administration hails a new ranking of the state's business climate and reaction to the Supreme Court decision on Obamacare. Speaking of the Supreme Court, the court has just ruled that same-sex marriage is legal in all 50 states. Of course, we'll have much more on that on the air today and online at mprnews.org. Minnesota regulators say solar power builders will have to limit the size of their larger installations. Xcel Energy reached a settlement agreement with a few community solar garden developers that caps a project size at 5 megawatts or 5 million watts. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission signed off on the settlement yesterday. Xcel's regional vice president, Laura McCartan, says the company was concerned developers were proposing large power plant-sized gardens.
There were proposals submitted to us that were for 10, 20, even larger, 30, even as high as 50 megawatts, and it was ballooning the size of the solar garden program.
Community solar gardens allow utility customers to choose how much solar capacity to buy or lease. The energy produced shows up as a bill credit. Xcel Energy says larger gardens would end up costing customers about $100 million a year. Governor Dayton and his administration are touting a national survey that says Minnesota is the best place to do business. The cable news outlet CNBC announced the rankings this week. It said Minnesota's low unemployment rate, its high labor force participation rate, quality of life index, and education system outweighed any concerns over high taxes. Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development Commissioner Katie Clark-Sieben said the ranking will help her department recruit businesses and workers to Minnesota.
Does it mean that businesses are just going to move here because we got number one? No. But does it mean that we are now on the radar of some companies that maybe previously we were not? Absolutely.
Governor Dayton said the ranking breaks the stereotype that Minnesota has a bad business climate. Supporters of the Affordable Care Act in Minnesota are celebrating the Supreme Court decision yesterday that leaves the status quo intact, but some say much more work lies ahead to fix serious problems with the law here. Mark Zedeklik has the story.
A triumphant President Obama told reporters on the White House lawn the High Court's decision allows his crowning achievement to keep moving the country in the right direction.
This law is working exactly as it's supposed to. In many ways, this law is working better than we expected it to.
In Minnesota, Obamacare supporter and sponsor of legislation that created MnSure, DFL Senator Tony Lorie of Carrick, said he was relieved by the news.
The Affordable Care Act is the law of the land, and we're going to have to work together to make it work, I think is really the overarching message here.
But making it work has proven challenging in many places, notwithstanding the president's rhetoric. In Minnesota, MnSure has attracted far fewer private plan purchasers than anticipated, and that's meant lower than expected revenue for the Minnesota Exchange. Insurance plans that have the most business on MnSure are proposing some major price increases for next year, after the industry lost more than $300 million on individual and family health plans last year. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota filed a request to increase rates on 9 individual plans by an average of 54%. Health Partners is seeking some increases of nearly 25%. Last year, Preferred One wanted to raise rates more than 60%. Health Partners CEO Mary Brainerd says she welcomes the Supreme Court's ruling, but that does not mean all is well with the Affordable Care Act in Minnesota.
The individual market in Minnesota definitely has some problems.
And a major source of those problems, Brainerd says, are Minnesotans with expensive conditions. Before last year, 26,000 high-risk Minnesotans were only able to buy coverage through a subsidized state-sponsored program. Those subsidies came from charges spread across a broad sector of the health insurance market. Now, those people with expensive medical problems are in an insurance pool with a scant 6% of all covered Minnesotans. Brainerd says until their expenses are shared more broadly, the individual market will be a difficult place for consumers and insurance companies.
I'm concerned about affordability. I think we need a better approach because what happened with Preferred One 2 years ago and may happen with very big rate increases this year. We'll continue into the future if we don't figure out a better solution.
Senator Lori disputes that. Lori says he thinks the individual market will come to equilibrium and that the pool is big enough to accommodate the high-cost people in it. But Lori also says Minnesota might need a broad-based funding source to help make health care more affordable for everyone in the state. Maybe, he says, funding from a provider tax.
My goal is every Minnesotan has access to quality, affordable health care. And, you know, if we need to figure out how to make sure that we have the resources to make that happen, that's going to be part of the conversation as well.
If the insurance companies are struggling with coverage, so too are many people buying it. National research shows people with high deductible plans are foregoing care because of the out-of-pocket costs. While fans of the Affordable Care Act celebrate the Supreme Court ruling, opponents say it should lead to the end of MinSure, Minnesota's expensive and troubled health plan marketplace. They say now that the federal exchange, healthcare.gov, can continue distributing tax credits for people to buy health insurance, Minnesota should ditch MinSure and rely, like most states, on the federal exchange. Republican State Representative Tara Mack had a news conference of her own saying it's time to stop funding MinSure.
Now that we have the ability to move outside of this broken system, there's no reason to continue to throw good money after bad at this point.
But no changes are likely until a task force lawmakers called for to map a plan for MinSure finishes its work. The panel has yet to be named. Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
That's your Polycast for this Friday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. I am off on vacation for the next couple of weeks, so I'll see you again here in mid-July.